Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How embarrassing she must have been. Screaming, shouting, falling down in the dust, and desperately groveling for Jesus' help. It's no wonder the disciples asked him to send her away. Who wants to witness such a total loss of dignity? One wonders how in the world this woman, to this day still nameless, could ever possess great faith. She had three strikes against her, you know. She was a Gentile, and like all of us non-Jews, stood on the outside looking in at God's chosen people. And not only was she a Gentile, she was a bottom-of-the-barrel Gentile, a Canaanite. Pagan worshipers, these Canaanites were known for child sacrifice, among other grotesque forms of worship. It's no wonder that her daughter was possessed by a demon. What do you expect from a people who dance with every hairy-legged Baal out there? The fact is, she wouldn't even have been alive if Israel had been obedient to God. He told the Israelites to slaughter every last one of them, men, women, children, even pets and livestock. But the Israelites didn't have the stomach for God's sovereignty, so they didn't do what the Lord commanded. And so, here the Canaanites were, still causing a scene. And let's not forget the obvious. She was a woman. And women in those days were little more than property, only good for cleaning, pleasure, and birthing, preferably boys. Taken together, then, we have a Gentile, pagan-worshipping woman acting like a fool. How do you like that? If this incident had happened today, you can bet it would be trending on all social media platforms. And in response to this lunatic, Jesus said nothing at all. Just crickets and Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence playing in the background was all this woman heard from Jesus. And God not speaking is a terrifying thing. If, at your lowest, you've asked God why, that non-answer you get, that's what I'm talking about. And what do you think this crazy pagan Canaanite woman did in response? Did she just walk away and pout? Did she enact some ritual to get the gods off of her back? Nope. She moved in closer. She got in Jesus' face and she kept demanding. And then an amazing thing happened. She got God to speak. A 15-word, lopsided sermon of pure law came out of Jesus' mouth. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs, is what he said. And with those 15 words, Jesus held up a mirror that revealed in stunning detail that this woman was a cursed outsider who deserved nothing from God. And what do you think this pagan, crazy Canaanite woman did in response? Did she start snapping her fingers and making designs in the air? Did she start singing Aretha Franklin and spelling out R-E-S-P-E-C-T? Nope. She simply agreed. No arguing, no defending, no excuses, just, yes, Lord, you're right. But then something truly amazing happened. She used Jesus' own words against him. Yet, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table, she said. You see, when Jesus started talking about the children's bread, he was talking about the promise of the Savior given to Israel, the promised one this crazy pagan Canaanite woman had heard about, the one here tell could even cast out demons like the one possessing her daughter, the promised one forgiving sin, healing the sick, causing the deaf to hear and the blind to see, the promised one now talking to her, finally. The woman was at the end of herself and had no choice but to trust that speaking to her was the promised Savior, his dusty feet now planted squarely in Gentile territory. Think about it. If the children's bread was confined to Israel, then why in the world was Jesus in the pagan region of Tyre and Sidon? Was not Jesus' very presence in outlaw territory? Was not Jesus talking to this crazy pagan Canaanite woman, the same Jesus who forgives sin? Was not all this at least a scrap of bread from the master's table? Well, it was for her. So that woman took what she could get. She grabbed Jesus with his own words and made him be who he was promised to be, the Savior. Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David, she said. Be the mercy you're promised to be, she was saying. And in response, woman, great is your faith, Jesus said, as he observed what had just happened. God's word of promise made faith in her. And so we come to you. Why questions abounding and God silent? With your conscience seared by things done and left undone, you, closer to the grave today than you've ever been before, you, ever failure on an endless loop inside your head, you at the end of yourself and forced to say, yep, that's me. Well, follow the lead of that crazy woman. You grab Jesus by his promise and you use his word against him. You take him where he first took you. You take him to the font where he promised to never leave you. Take him to his supper where he promised his body and blood is given and shed for you. Remind him of those keys to the kingdom he gave away that authorized me to say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. At the end of yourself, which is all the time, believe it or not, screaming, shouting, falling down in the dust and desperately groveling, you take Jesus to his promise where he can't get away, and there he will deliver, because God does not lie. And then, when you've got him there, and he's speaking to you, you just say, amen, and amen.